Next up, we have a very interesting ethics topic, ChatGPT ethics. We've got Hinson Adams and Adam Sensenbaugh from Haynes & Boone. Hinson Adams is focused on counseling and defending clients in labor and employment and business-related matters. He takes a results-driven approach and believes in helping his clients reduce the risk of conflict. And Adam has tried more than 20 cases to jury verdict. He represents clients in environmental litigation and general civil litigation and arbitration, federal court, state court, and state office of administrative hearing, which hopefully you have a better record than our former speaker here who says that 90% of those results against his client. He's got an environmental practice focused on representing clients in enforcement actions as well as CERCLA and Texas State Superfund matters. Very excited to hear about how we're using ChatGPT.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the chance to be here. I'm just getting to settle in for a bit. We come from this generally as employment lawyers, and we're oftentimes giving presentations about how law and technology intersect, and really for our clients, talking about how new software, new technologies interfere with their workplace in good and bad ways. This is particularly interesting to us, ChatGPT, is because this seems to be designed really for our workplace. And I'm sure y'all have seen the headlines about how it's going to put us out of business. The lawyers are all, their jobs are going to be gone. Once we train the ChatGPT enough, then we're just going to basically decimate the legal profession. So we're very interested in what's going to happen there and what that's going to do to us. So, I'm sure y'all have seen, this subject really exploded the past year. ChatGPT 4, or 3.5, was launched in November of 2022. It went from that launch to 100 million active users by January. Just the fastest growth, I think, of any app of its kind in history. And that prompted this massive wave of attention from the media about what can it do, what can it do to your job, what can it do to everybody. And so we want to talk about that, but we really want to focus on it through the lens of the lawyer, the things it can do for you, good, the risks it has, it represents to you, but really like how that relates to our ethics rules. Because, like any new technology, you have to think about benefits and risks, but also, we have such a robust code of ethics that governs us as lawyers, and use of ChatGPT and AI and all its different, constituent parts really implicates several of those. So we're going to use that as the prism to look at these today and show you some things that are, I think, very surprising and helpful, but also show you some risks of using this technology.
That's right. And like it or not, it's here, right? The sea change has begun, and so you can either get in your boat and be prepared to navigate that sea change, or you can bury your head in the sand, but it's here. And that's really the focus of getting everyone up to speed on where it's currently at. And you may be familiar with the slide up on the screen right now, because this was actually the blurb that was included in the materials that we sent out as part of the agenda, right? And so we actually generated that blurb through a prompt to ChatGPT, and what you're seeing on your screen for those of you, and actually, let me ask this question. Raise your hand. Who's actually interacted with ChatGPT, gone on OpenAI and played with it? Yeah. So for those of you who have not, this is what it looks like on the screen, and we're going to have lots of slides that look like this. And so what you're seeing is on the top, that white is the input that I'm giving. And then the gray area is the output. That's what's generated by ChatGPT. And we don't have time for a live demonstration, but if you have a chance to play with it, go play with it, right? Because you can see when it generates these prompts, it actually looks like a human's typing, which I think is very intentional, right? And so...
And somewhat unsettling, too.
It is unsettling,
slowly,
yes.
As it slowly types across, it's like, is there a ghost back there or something? Because it feels that way when you're watching it.
A real Blade Runner situation we've run into effect, here. Yeah. so we just for fun, right, we had ChatGPT generate the blurb for this presentation, and that's exactly what generated, and that's exactly what went into the materials that went out. And you'll see I put in a parenthetical that accounts for risks and pitfalls. If you don't do that, ChatGPT thinks very highly of itself, right? And will give a very wonderful. There's nothing wrong with this. And there are many issues with it, which we'll discuss today. And so really the agenda is built around several like core ethical rules, and we're going to focus on the Texas disciplinary rules, which are very similar to the ABA model rules, but that'll be the focus for today.